Thanks, Matt. Awesome. How you doing, everyone? Good to see you. Thank you, Frank. Isn't Frank an attractive man? Did you know it was Frank's birthday yesterday? Don't go anywhere, mate. Stay there. I meant Friday. And also, someone, Loisha's birthday today. Is that right? Simon Sweeney's birthday yesterday. Is that right? Noreen? Annette Fox, is Annette here? Oh, okay. Is Will here? Where are you, Will? Okay, Will Laver's birthday on Friday. Anyone else this week? Hey? It was her birthday last week, but it was her party yesterday. Is that right? Is Eliza here? Oh, Eliza's down the back. If it was your birthday in that period, could you stand on your feet right now? I said stand up. Thanks, Loish. Awesome. And Simon, oh, this is awesome, Frank. So we're going to sing Happy Birthday. Is that cool? I just felt like so many birthdays. We don't do it every week, but I just thought it might be good to do that tonight. Is that cool? Okay, ready? That was terrible. All right, that was terrible. All right, let's do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear everyone. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip. And did you know that all of them are single? Yes. Praise God. So, and ready to mingle. Frank's not. Where's he gone? All right. Okay, I'll have a talk to Frank later. Awesome. Wonderful to see you here tonight. Thanks for coming out. And, I've been, our night services, like the praise and worship has just been phenomenal. And last Sunday night was just awesome as well. I mean, we ended up going for about 2 hours at the end or something like that, and so, which was great. And I thought they were great tonight as well. So I just really feel with our night service, something special is starting to happen in the realm of praise and worship. So I just think every time we get together, God's going to do something really cool, which is great. Turn with me in your Bibles. Actually, you don't have to turn. It'll be on the screen. And it's Psalm 69, verse 9. Psalm 69, verse 9. And it says this. Because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the approaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. Zeal for your house has eaten me up. John chapter 2, verse 17 also says this. Then Jesus' disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house has eaten me up. Or in some translations, zeal for your house consumes me. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for your word. I just ask and pray that you would just help us be people to be real fans. I thank you and praise you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. That passage of scripture, which is just a couple of very short verses, says zeal for his house consumes me. That word zeal is talking about passion. And so what that means is that Jesus was passionate about the house of God. And God's desire is that we are passionate about the house of God. You know, there are a lot of people that are passionate about Jesus, which is so important. And a lot of people that are passionate about his presence, which is so important as well. Passionate to see him move, passionate for the lost, passionate for the community. All those things are really, really important. But there's another thing that every single one of us need to have passion for, and that's passion for the house of God. It's amazing to me the amount of people that love Jesus but don't like his house. You need to understand something. Your priorities are a little bit out of whack. It's important for us to be passionate about Jesus, but it's also important for us to be passionate about the house of God. Even some people who go to the house of God aren't that passionate. They're kind of like spectators or attenders. But God wants us to be people who are actually passionate when we come to the house of God and passionate